Listening Exam 4, Part 2.
We probably all remember the film E.T., but when it comes to UFOs or people seeing strange objects in the sky, most skeptics would agree with the majority of scientific or military research findings, which state that there is absolutely no real evidence to prove that intelligent life forms or alien spacecraft have actually visited our planet. However, a recent set of files, which were officially released by the British Ministry of Defence, demonstrated that people in the UK were generally obsessed by the idea of flying saucers and strange phenomena. The files revealed that between 1993 and 1996, over 800 UFO or unusual sightings had been reported, and that this figure reached its highest point in 1996, with approximately 600 reports. One explanation for the figure in 1996 was that it coincided with the broadcast on British TV of the popular American science fiction series, The X-Files, with agents Mulder and Scully trying to understand the significance of any number of strange flying objects and alien appearances. Most Ministry of Defence specialists and other UFO research units agreed that a logical explanation could be found for most reported sightings. In about 99% of cases, people had confused what they saw with normal aircraft, satellites in orbit, weather balloons, searchlights, or lasers. Between 1993 and 1994, many people reported that they had seen a bright oval object flying over London. This was in fact an airship which was being used to launch an advertising campaign for a new car. However, the ministry files also demonstrated that not all reports of sightings were without basis. One example was the case of the very bright lights which were seen over the southwest of England and South Wales in March 1993. Over a period of 6 hours, many civilians, as well as 70 police officers and several military witnesses, reported seeing an unidentified object. The reports described the object as large, with a shape similar to a catamaran, and it made no noise. One defence specialist said that the high quality of the witnesses' reports couldn't be ignored, and that it was obvious that some unidentified object had been flying over UK airspace without being detected by a radar. He added that the official ministry position was to be impartial, and there were reports which couldn't always easily be explained.